ዋጋ ሊኖራቸው የሚችለው በሥራ ትርጉም እንዲገለጹ በማድረግ ተከብረውና ተጠብቀው ሲገኙ ብቻ ነው። ወይስ ይህንን ቃል ኪዳን እንዲያስከብሩና እንዲያስፈጽሙ የተፈረደባቸው ደካሞችና ትንንሾች መንግስታት ናቸው?
Frustration, oh yes. Welcome to my point of view. I am the host, Douglas H. Malloy. I go by the name Dougie Slap to my friends because I am a percussionist that plays hand drums. I also teach an open hand style of martial arts. I have studied Zen, which uses a stick, and I'm slap happy, so I have covered all my bases. Anyway, today I thought what I would do is I would talk about seven protocols that basically can be thought of as the nature of the self. The first is oneness. The second is perfection. The third is completeness. The fourth is contribution. The fifth is comprehensiveness. The sixth is union or unity. The seventh is connected integration. And last but not least is reintegration. And the primary focus of this show is on the perfection of something and the completeness of something as it exists. And this is something that we don't pay attention to within the context of our life and times. We don't do a very good job of getting away from lack, need, want, wound, fear, guilt, arrogance, denial, ignorance, indifference, and intolerance, which seems to be common denominators for most people on the surface of this planet. It is always interesting to me. I was looking at something that Marion Williamson put on Facebook yesterday, and it had to do with, I think it was the 65 wealthiest people on the planet have a combined wealth greater than 3.5 billion people. One of the things that happens within the evolution of a planet and the culture that lives on it is there comes a point in time in which the invader culture ceases to exist. It becomes extinct in the same way, manner and way as the dinosaurs. The reason why the dinosaurs became extinct pretty much overnight was because the parameters that allowed them to exist as they did was removed from the planet, and it caused their unviability. I have a suspicion that the same thing is going to happen with the invader culture mindset. I offer the argument that oil and electricity are going to cease to exist, and it is literally going to stop the invader culture mindset in its tracks. One of the interesting things about our lifetimes is that what do we pay attention to, and what are we interested in, and what's going on within the context of the process? And more often than not, the answer to that is that people simply aren't paying attention to anything of relevance within the context of the nature of the self. And where a person hopes to get to within the context of his or her humanity. The curious thing about people on this planet is that if I were to ask the atypical individual the name of the creator and the name of that which brought us to life, I would offer the argument that almost no one out of 7 billion people would be able to answer that. One of the interesting things when we're looking at the cultures that exist on this planet, you have the invader culture mindset, you have the indigenous way of life, and then you have the arbitrariness of everyone else. And the curiosity with that is almost everybody on the planet lives in an arbitrary way. One of the things that we haven't realized is that a good exercise to do is to look at a given thing as it is and simply see it as perfect. Another exercise that's useful to do is when we look at people, see people as the perfection that they are. Also, recognize that everybody on the planet is complete in and of themselves. Everybody is complete as they are. There is only completeness. There is only oneness, perfection, completeness. Conflict contributes as a service polarity, comprehensiveness of truth, the unity and union of love, light, love existing as male and female. There's the connected integration of everything or all that is, and then there's the reintegration of a state of consciousness, which is a collective that has ascended back into the original state condition of God that surrounds the universe, which means that the universe is a secondary state of existence. one of the things that we can do in the context of the process is to simply understand that you have the all-encompassingness of God, you have the infinitude of God, you have conscious awareness. From those three states, you have contribution. Contribution is made in one of two ways: those who serve themselves, those who serve others, those who aspire to conquer, enslave, and destroy, those who inspire to teach, heal, and ascend. And the measure is ascending the body, specifically. And very, very few people in 75,000 years of human existence have ascended the body. Almost everyone leaves the body behind. And the simple truth is death of the body is reincarnation of the soul, and they are identical from the perspective of each. The soul dies, so to speak, or forgets its existence as a universal state of conscious awareness. The body dies to its existence as a human being on the context of the planet. And so it is it's kind of an interesting thing in the context of the process, and it's something that we don't do a very good job, and because of that, it becomes rather curious, and it becomes rather curious because within the context of the process of our lives, the only thing that matters is the contribution that we are making to ourselves as the diversification that we meet, specifically within the context of planet Earth. One of the things that we don't do, one of the things that we don't do a very good job of, is understanding that we are connected to each other, we are connected to every life form. And so what happens is that within the context of the process, we don't do a very good job. And we don't do a very good job because within the context of the process, we're not paying attention to the details that work for ourselves and for others. One of the things that people don't realize is that if we don't pay attention to who we are and what we are, then it means that we simply go about thinking that our life is mutually exclusive. It's like the idea that there is exclusion, negation, inversion of God life and human beingness, where inclusion, affirmation, and involvement with God life and human beingness. And so it becomes a curious process about who we are and what we are within the context of the process. And so what happens is that as we go about our business, as we go about understanding who we are and what we are and what's involved, we simply don't realize that within the context of the process that there is always something else. One of the nice things is that the exercise that I find useful is to just look at something and see the perfection that it is. The other option is to look at someone and see that person as completeness. It begins actually with understanding that the self is complete in and of itself. Now, my experience of completeness came about because within the context of the process, and I've said that a lot, within the context of the process, that it begins with in my case, it began with the idea that I'm the image and likeness of God. Then there came that point in my life in which I realized that the option of contentment was available. And then from the experience of contentment, which I find gives or allows for the opportunity of feeling happy, I had the experience of completeness. And so it becomes fascinating to me that within the context of the process, that I can feel and know that I am complete. In the raw material on page 87, knowing the self as a complete state, seeing this completeness of self as others as complete. For me, the single most important word in the English language is contribution. because ultimately the only thing that we are here to do is to contribute to the health and welfare of others. And it's not a real difficult thing to do. The difficulty comes in that within the context of the process of the life that we're living is recognizing that everything is simply a form of oneness, healing, wholeness, into ascension, according to God, life, human beingness, and service. So what you have is the oneness of God, the healing of life, the wholeness of the Christ, and the ascension of that which serves. One of the things that I find fascinating about the process is that in any given moment, I have an opportunity to feel something real, think something true, and share it in ways that are kind and conducive. The other thing is that what am I conscious of, and how within the context of my life am I conscious of who I am as God, as universe, as divinity, as deity, as Yahweh the creator, as id that was posed to life, and of course the psychology, philosophy, issues and talents of mom and dad, which also come with the territory. In one sense, the completeness of the nature of the self is simply God and universe, divinity, deity, Yahweh, id, mom and dad. Makes me complete in and of myself as those eight states that are unified. In one sense, I can make the argument or state that we are the unified field. And it's not just a theory, it's a state of existence. It's when I saw the movie The Theory of Everything about the life of Stephen Hawking, one of the things that he said, he wants to come up with a theory of everything. But unfortunately, from the perspective of science, if it's not put into the context of human beingness, it's irrelevant. And this is pretty much true with any idea that we have. One of the things that's nice about the life that we're living is that it gives us an opportunity to involve ourselves in levels that are more useful and straightforward than anything else. So it becomes curious because within the context of the life that we're living, what we're shown is what works, what doesn't work. And one of the things that's interesting is perfection is kind of like a two-sided sword, because there's the idea of perfection as a state that never changes. And then there's the idea of perfection of something that exists as it does, that in and of itself, it's perfect as it is. Every bird, every fish, every mammal, every insect, every flea, every fly, every frog, you name it, every plant, every flower, water, ground, air, clouds, are perfect as they are because of what they are. Therein lies the realness, if you will, or the significance of what a given thing is as a state of existence. And then it goes from there. And we humans don't do a very good job at understanding what's involved in the human dynamic within the context of oneness, perfection, completeness, content that contributes, comprehensiveness, unity, union, connected, integration, reintegration. Part of the work that we do is to simply understand that besides oneness through reintegration, there's also presence, isness, realness, pattern, content, truth, I am, wholeness, Godhood. There's also joy, peace, freedom, adventure, joy, love, compassion, harmony. There's also stillness, peace, harmony. There's truth, beauty, goodness. The atypical individual on the surface of this planet comes from a place of lack, need, want, wound, fear, guilt, arrogance, denial, ignorance, indifference, intolerance. And we all have to do the work that we do so that we resolve what's going on within the context of our life and times, and we don't do a very good job with that. And because we don't do a very good job with that, nothing changes. And we haven't evolved in 10,000 years. We still live according to the dynamic that was brought to us by the rule of God, Jehovah, which is hierarchy, elitism, superiority, chosenness, good versus evil, leading to the social programs of or protocols of war, greed, and class distinction. And that's the great fiction that people aspire to on the surface of this planet. in a medium that's infinite, nothing is greater or lesser than anything else. A grain of sand has as much relevance and realness as anything else. And this is something that people just don't realize, they don't understand, and so on. I said, if Ents can hear the sound of my voice right now, could you press 1 on your phone to let me know that? Because I've lost the chat room, and I don't know if the sound of my voice can be heard. And I've been talking ever since that little reconnecting thing came up for about the last 10 minutes. So, Ents, if you can hear the sound of my voice, press 1 on your keyboard so that I know that you can. And if you can't, I will continue to forge ahead, and we'll just see if anything happens. And if nothing happens, therein lies the perfection of today's aspect in the context of BTR. And it is an interesting thing how these little glitches come up, and I take everything. I work at not letting anything bother me, anything perturb me, or anything like that. So it becomes... It becomes an interesting process as we work through things, so that hopefully we get to a point in our life to where there is empowerment in the process. And not only empowerment, but conscious awareness. There's several different things that I work on. One is the idea, God is I am all that is. That's a mantra that I say all the time. I gratefully appreciate that God is I am all that is as my life. I gratefully appreciate that God is I am all that is, God conscious, enlightened, miracle-minded, universal, conscious, aware, because I feel that those are the four states of consciousness that when an individual is conscious of that, as the nature of the self, the individual will ascend, taking the body with. So it becomes an interesting thing. One of the things that's nice is when we're looking at who we are and what we're involved with, there's always the opportunity to learn, teach, be, know, do, become, actualize, demonstrate, develop, share something else. And we humans don't do a very good job of that. And in one sense, given the state of perfection, it's a curious thing. And so I'm going to try something here, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop and I'm going to come back to the show. Now, as I was saying, one of the things that's useful is recognizing that within the context of the process, there's only the oneness, perfection, completeness, content that contributes as positive path or positive service polarity, comprehensiveness of truth, the unity and union of, in our case, love, light, light, love, and then within the larger picture, the reintegration back into who we are after understanding from our life as the process that there's only the connected integration that ultimately reintegrates back into God, adding to God all of the experiences that compose the collective that has ascended, because at the highest levels of creation, there's only collectives that have ascended within the context of the process. Anyway, there's evidently stuff going on, so I'm going to go ahead and end this particular show because evidently I'm no longer connected and that kind of stuff, so I'm just going to end it. I have to go play some music, so you folks take care, and I'll just talk to you and see y'all when I do. Thank you very much, and you have a great day. Bye.